Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
Hey, Your Money Briefing listeners. It's Saturday, February 17th. I'm Francesca Fontana for The Wall Street Journal, and this is What's News in Markets, our look at the biggest stock moves of the week and the news that drove them. Let's get to it. So far this year, I feel like I have used the words stocks rallying and hitting new records so many times. But this week, the market actually gave us a change of pace. We saw a sell-off early in the week after the January inflation report, aka Consumer Price Index, came in hotter than expected. That report put a damper on the optimism for interest rate cuts that's been helping push stocks higher. But indexes rebounded, and by Thursday, the S&P 500 was back to hitting record highs. See, here I go again, all these records. Now, let's talk about Lyft. Like we told you earlier this week, Lyft had a real banner day on Wednesday, in part thanks to a typo. Specifically, an extra zero that was accidentally tacked onto a profitability metric, making it seem much better than it actually was. Lyft posted the results on Tuesday, and the stock jumped more than 60% after hours. A lot of that spike came down to algorithmic trading. So, computers digesting the news and making trades before humans can come in to see what's actually going on. The CEO of Lyft took responsibility for the error, saying on CNBC, quote, "It was a bad error, and that's on me." He said that he didn't want the typo to take away from an otherwise great quarter, what he called the best in the company's history. And I want to focus on that, because without the false, super high profitability number, the report was really good. For one, the company forecast better than expected bookings for the current quarter, and it said it expects to be cash flow positive in 2024, meaning that Lyft could bring in more cash than it spends during the year. And that means that it could be on the path to profitability, which is a big deal. So, did the results get upstaged by the typo? I don't think so. Lyft's stock jumped 35% on Wednesday, and even after the dust settled around the earnings mistake, its shares still gained another 16% on Thursday and held on to most of those gains by the end of the week. So maybe it didn't need that extra zero to give its shares a lift. Another big mover this week was JetBlue, the airline, and the latest target of Carl Icahn. At the start of the week, the billionaire activist investor reported a nearly 10% stake in the company. And by the end of the day Friday, he had struck a deal with JetBlue for two seats on the board. He's moving fast. Now, JetBlue has been struggling for multiple reasons. First, JetBlue had its big deal with Spirit Airlines blocked. Also, its operations have been unreliable, and it's losing money. Its bigger rivals have bounced back from COVID, but JetBlue hasn't turned a profit since 2019. JetBlue's new CEO, whose first day was actually on Monday, pledged, quote, aggressive action to get the company back on track. After the news of Icahn's stake in the company, JetBlue shares really flew higher Tuesday. Pardon the pun, but they did. 22% higher, to be specific. And the stock held on to most of those gains throughout the week. Last but not least, let's talk Robin Hood. Not the outlaw of English folklore or the 1973 Disney anime classic that I loved as a kid so much, but the company behind the trading app with the same name. This Robin Hood surprised investors with a fourth quarter profit that beat expectations. It drew in more customer cash and assets, including through its new retirement offering, and its crypto trading had its strongest revenue quarter since 2022. It's been tough going for Robinhood since it went public back in 2021, so investors were cheering the results. The stock gained 13% on Wednesday, its best one-day performance since 2022, and it stayed green throughout the end of the week. And now you know what's news in markets. You can read about more stocks that moved on the week's news in The Score, my column in the Wall Street Journal's exchange section. And for what's to come next week, check out WSJ's Take on the Week wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Francesca Fontana. Have a great weekend and see you next Saturday.